Blog Talk Radio. anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
welcome to another session of the Healing Fountain Show. This is week 105, and today we have a very special guest, Deck, who channels music from the angelic realm, and he plays his harp. And he was on the show when we were in Avebury back in June, but he hadn't taken his harp in that night. So he's going to play it today, and he's going to tell us how to increase our synchronicity and health. And co-creating the show from America, we have Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, John. Yes. Hello, Deck. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. We're glad you are here.
We are. And yes. We both have the wrong teeth in. Are you breaking yours in for the dog? I think mine are the horses. It's one of those days, isn't it? I think last week we want to apologize for the lost connection. We lost connection for a little while, and we didn't know for ages, did we, Gary? And then somebody said, hey, there's no sound at this end. But we thought we had sound at our end, but anyway, never mind. So we just have to apologize. It's the wonders of modern technology, isn't it?
Yes, and you got to love Blog Talk Radio.
Is that what you call it? Oh, dear. Anyway.
Think of the Big Bang Theory.
I know.
Have you heard of the Big Bang Theory?
I think so, yeah. I think I've heard
you've heard
mention
of the Big Bang
before.
Theory. Everyone talks about the Big Bang Theory. I subscribe to the Big Bang Theory myself.
Oh, go on, man. You might as well enlighten us.
Well, God smoked a big bong, and poof, here we are.
Right. Well, anyway, we're
good
all
as any
part
other
of...
theory, I suppose.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
I was just saying, we're all part of the Gold Ring website. It's goldring.wetpaint.com, and it is an ascension site for people who are into getting enlightened. And becoming enlightened is it only means becoming full of love and light. There's nothing mysterious about it. It's a simple process, really. If
that's
you
right.
Think. But you do tend to take 10 steps forward and about 16 back. Well, I do. And, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds, is it? Really?
It's always perfect.
Well, it is, but we're part of the modern-day world and part of the stresses and strains of the modern-day world. And everybody around us sometimes tends to, you know, be on the worst behavior. So, but we just have to look at each other and see that we're a mirror of each other and that we're all part of the co-creation that our God created. Whatever you call your God, he could be called
That's
Allah
right.
or Krishna or whatever you want to call him, we all have the same creator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your holy right. higher self, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to have Deck straight on because he's going to be playing the harp for the first song. And he's certainly worth listening to. He plays like an angel. And as I said, he channels the music from the angelic realm. And I think he's, what did you call your first song tonight? Deck, you've never heard it before because you haven't channeled it yet, have you?
No. I've forgotten what you called it. It's
Beyond, what was it? Let me just see. Beyond Anything, it's called.
And it sounds about right.
It's got to be titled before you even play it, hasn't it?
It has. And I'm going to be, I've been taking note of who's in the chat room, and I'm going to be thinking of each and every one of you as I play.
Oh.
So I hope this is going to be a synchronous channeling of energy.
Looking forward to
coming out as music.
Yeah, of course it will. And I just love the sound of the harp. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. And nobody plays it better than our Deck. So here we go. Arturo Deco is his Sunday name, but it's only Monday, so we're calling him Deck.
Okay.
Why don't we call him Art Deco? Art Deco. Oh, never mind.
So it's over to you, Deck.
Over to you, Deck.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you for that, Deck. That was beyond anything. Gorgeous. Oh, it just sounds as if it was coming from the angels too.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. I wish I could play. I think I probably used to play before I came here. In my dreams, eh?
Isn't that something we're given when we go to heaven? Is one of those things so we could all sit and play and make that kind of music?
Yeah, but at least you don't have to catch buses and get on the bus with it. Because they are...
Unlike any other instrument, once it's in tune with itself, so you can't really play any wrong.
I'm sure I could. Well, that was absolutely beautiful. There were times when it sounded quite medieval, and there were other times it sounded quite Chinesey, did you think, Gary?
It sounded, yes, Asian. It had kind of an Asian flavor to it, some of it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Anyway, you're going to be talking to us about synchronicity and et cetera, aren't you, Dave?
Yes, certainly am. I will be. Do you want me to start now? Or?
Well, do you want to post the... We'll just post the link.
Well,
we're not going to play it, but we will post the link in the chat room if Gary wouldn't mind popping that into the chat room.
I can do that.
Thank you. And then we'll ask the people to pull up the flares and pause them and mute them. And then Deck's going to speak to us and enlighten us, aren't you, Deck?
Well, I'll speak. We'll see how I'll be enlightened.
And, okay, so we've got the link there. So just click on your link, pull up your players, and put your hearts in the chat room. When you've done
click the link and pull up the player, the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to signify that you are ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart will be your ticket. There's my ticket. And when we see all the hearts, then we will be ready. And Jen Christie, with her inimitable fashion, will count us down.
Well,
this is a lovely little video, by the way.
We'll get the deck on first, and then we'll play the video. Okay. And Mountain Diva is saying that she's a good-looking female angel. Oh, I bet she's too.
Oh, so am I.
There's quite a few in there. Yeah, me too. There's a vanilla smile and quite a few lovely ladies in the chat room I can see. Givanda, she's there too. And Mikey Hart. And just scroll down. Shireen. Yeah, vanilla smile. And Princess Ra is absolutely beautiful. We met her over in Avery. And, she's gorgeous. Okay, then. So here we go, Deck. It's over to you again.
Hi. Well, this is going to be my first public channeling of one. Just give me a moment. One is one and all alone and evermore shall be so. Hello, beautiful ones. Hello, wonderful ones. Hello, magnificent ones. Hello, perfect ones. For there is never anything wrong. Everything is right in the universe. It's just the perception that makes it wrong. When you see anything from the right perspective, you will know it to be right. I am one, and you are one. We are one together. All those listening, we are all projections of the same thing. There is no separation. From the one, there is a direct continuity that comes down into your soul, into your spirit, into your heart. Where does that one come from? It comes from the void. It can never not be there. the easy way to find the one is just to get into the void. And what is the only thing in there? How to find the void? It's simple, really. So simple, it's difficult. But if you throw away those shackles of belief, it can be incredibly simple. You let go of all your assumptions, all your beliefs, all your understandings, until you know nothing. And that is the void. For the void is nothing. But the void is one. And the paradox as to whether it is the void or it is one is the prime paradox out of which all else manifests. For the void itself is void of everything, but it is one. And the one is singularity, but it is itself void. You cannot separate the two. They are inseparable. There is a continuity, a similarity between the two of them that holds them together. And yet there is also a difference. And those four things together, the void, one, similarity, and difference, are also separable. You cannot take the four apart. You cannot have the one without the other. And those four held as a unity are the fifth quality of unity. And that is the entire basis of everything we are. One itself is sourceless, and yet it is the source of all. One has no judgment, no duality in itself. And yet it is the source of all duality. One itself knows no meaning, yet it is the source of meaning. And from meaning derives purpose, and from purpose intent, but the one has none of these. All these arise out of the one. The one is everywhere. Everything you experience is one. It is all part of the one. Here we are stuck in duality, down on this physical plane. And we only see duality. We only recognize something if it changes. If it stays the same for long enough, we cease to notice it. And because the one is unchanging in all dimensions of experience, we cease to notice it. Think of sound in your hearing. In silence, what do you hear? You have the phrase, a loud silence. Silence can be very intense. And the sounds of which you hear in that silence is the one. For when you have found that sound of silence, you can hear it in noise too. No matter how loud the noise is, it can never get louder than the silence. You can always hear it if you choose to. Some may hear a high-pitched whistle or a hiss, or even more mysterious sounds. They're all the one. And initially you were just tuned to part of it, and the deeper you go into the oneness of sound, the more intently you will hear it, the more completely you will hear it. And the same with light. When you're in the dark, and you're dreaming, where does the light come from? It comes from within you. And that light that you see in the dark is brighter than the brightest light you can see from the outside. For all light comes from that light within, as all sound comes from the one sound that is within. And when you know the light and the sound, you can amalgamate the two and realize they are one, just different facets of the same thing. And then you're going to include your other senses of smell and taste and feeling. And in that you can find relaxation and peace. For one has no judgment, but in unison there is always harmony. In duality there is always the potential for thought. There are harmonics in duality that you can find that are in tune. But to be in tune with the One is always unison. It is the greatest harmony you can ever have. And in that harmony you find peace and joy and love. And the more you embody yourself in the One, the more you embody the One in yourself, the more vitality and health flows through you, the more you are able to see the love that lies within. Your body is but one step of a much larger, much, much more magnificent being that stretches all the way to the One. Going up from your body, you may call them different things, but there is your higher self. There is your oversoul. There are the angelic realms. There are the godlike realms. And all these are between the One and you are all of them. You are an angel, you are a god, manifesting just a small component of you here. And the more you realize you are the One and you are all these great things, the more whole you feel in yourself, and the more you learn the lesson that all you have to do ever is be yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Dec. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, thank you, Dec.
And so true. And I read somewhere today that if you look for love outside yourself, that you're unable to love anybody properly.
You're looking in the wrong place.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, then, so we'll play this beautiful video that Dec has chosen for us. Well, Princess Ra actually chose it. So if you'd like to, get ready to click on your link. I'm going to count us down. I've uploaded the soundtrack to the switchboard so that people on the radio can hear it. So we'll count you down now. So we'll go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Are you the enlightened master I have been seeking? Can you show me God? Who are you? My name is Zed and I am from the Zaamwe tribe of the Great Northern Plains. I have been searching for a master who can set me free. Can you? Can you show me God? Who are you? What? Are you kidding? I just told you I am Zed. Are you sure? Who are you really? Well, I always thought I was Zed. And well, I am me. And where does this thought, I am me, arise from in your body? I don't know. Check and see. It arises from a vast, silent, aware nothing. Yes. Now I know who you are. You are that. Oh my God. Wow. I am that. Yes, you are that. And that is God. And that is free. Always you have been free. You are vast, silent, indescribable, endless love. So simple. I am that and that is God. The vast, indescribable, endless love. And I am free. How can I ever repay you? Be yourself.
Perfect.
Right now it's time to light our candles. And we light our candles because they represent the flame of spirit. They also represent our light, which we take out into the world to help other people who want their lights to be lit. They have freedom of choice, so if they want the help, we're here to give it to them. And we also light candles because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals, which are as always to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. We've also lit the Nag Champa, the incense which helps with positivity. It's very important to keep positive. It's one of the tools of enlightenment, as is the violet flame, which we can use to burn off past karma, present karma even, and purify ourselves. And right now, we're going to invite the angelic realm to join us. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Michael, Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing all around the world out to all mankind in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies also. Thank you. Please be with us now. And as we connect with our breath, we're in the divine presence of the angelic realm and our Creator. And as we connect with our breath, our Creator was there when we took our first breath. We ask that they close around our circle of love and light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra, please. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth.
Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Protection here, for anything that comes to you is but a reflection of your own power. You are the greatest thing in your life. Take a deep breath, hold, and feel joy. Flood it through you. Exhale, relax, and feel comfort. We're going to go through five sets of numbers, starting with five. Imagine the number five. See it before you. For a moment, put your hands over your eyes, cover eyes, close your eyes. What do you see? Is there light there? Is there light in the darkness? That is the light of one. It is the light that creates everything. If you see darkness in your life, it is because you have thrown a shadow. The light is pure and it comes through you. And if there are blockages like beliefs, it creates a shadow in your life. When you let the light through purely, you will see only light in your life. Look at your number five. You can make a glance down if you wish. Inspect your number five. What kind of spirit does it have? Can you see it made metal? Can you see a five made of crystal? What kind of spirit does your number five have now? Think of the quality of light as you look at the five. Study the light deeply. Think of the unity of the whole image you have in front of you. These are all aspects of the five. Now see the number four in front of you. I think of sound. Think of silence and the noise is in silence. For when you recognize that noise, you will hear it also in sound, no matter how loud it is. So looking at your number four, does it resonate? Does it produce a sound? Can you see it made like a brass gong and being rung? Can you hear the sound? Can you see your four made of water and rippling with waves of sound? Think of emotion and sound. Think of water. Now see the number three. See that in front of you. Does it have a smell? Breathe very gently and think. Focus at the back of your nostrils, at the back of your sinuses. Feel the air flowing there, for that is where you'll find the one smell, the smell from which all other smells are created. And when you find that sensation, you'll find that it is also the same as the sound and the light, for they are one. You're just seeing the same thing with different senses. See your number three and see what sort of structure it has. Can you see it made of wood? Can you see it as an architectural structure? Notice that your mind is a structure, your thoughts are structure. See the number two in front of you. Does it have a taste? Think right at the back of your throat, behind your tongue. where you swallow, there is a taste of oneness there from which all other tastes come. And when you find that, you know that it too is the same as the smell and the sound of the light. Look at your number two and think of vitality. Is your two moving? Can you make it dance? Can you make your two become fire and flicker? Think of one and think of touch and of the sensations of your body. And know that this sense of touch is the same as the taste and the smell and the sound and the light. And once you recognize the oneness of one, you can always find it in the other. Think of your body. Feel how big your body is. Feel the sensation of vibration within your body. But does that stop at your body? Feel that vibration extending outwards. Mentally think of the room that you're in. It's filled with your consciousness. Does the vibration of who you are extend to the room? Does it extend beyond your room to a city, or a country, or the world? Can you imagine that sensation of feeling like the world, as big as the world? Now project that sensation beyond into the solar system, into the galaxy, beyond to the very edges of this universe, with all those galaxies, and feel yourself permeating the galaxy, for you do, for you are one. You are all it is. Ascend your sensation of feeling beyond the galaxy into the multiverse, where there are infinite galaxies, infinite moons, and they are all you. For you are one, and there is no separation. Think of your number one again, and imagine it's made out of rock. A large one, solid and monumental. For one is the source of all. Imagine that rock having roots that spread throughout the entire universe where there is no connection. But that one is unique and singular. And every particle, every moment of this universe is unique and singular too. There are no repetitions. There is infinite variety. Everything exists somewhere, somewhere. Take a deep breath. Hold. Feel joy. Exhale. Relax and feel comfort. Think of five and the light and feel joy. Think of four and the sound and feel love. Think of three and the smell and feel clarity. Think of two and the taste and feel vitality. Think of one and touch. Feel comfort, health, and relaxation. So it is. So mote it be.
Thank you.
right now, time to close our chakras. For the people who want to close them, that is. If you're new to meditation, we suggest that you do so that you don't become too overtired with all the messages you'll be getting. And to close these chakras, you just pretend you have doors, and you go to the top of the head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. To the throat chakra, closing that door. Into the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that one. Then to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that door, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into pyramid of purple light as used by protection by the ancient Egyptians. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid. Ceilings at the top with a blue seal. Keep it safe until next time you meditate. Until next time we meet. Whichever comes first. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to the angelic realm for joining us. Thank you to Dec for the wonderful meditation. I think we're going to bring Dec back on again in a moment. He's going to be playing the harp again. And I think he's still there. Are you still there, Dec?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for the wonderful meditation. It was absolutely brilliant.
That was very powerful, my friend. Thank you. Yes, it was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
It was beautiful. Right, before we get you on playing the harp once again, I'm just going to mention about the World Peace Mantra, which I channeled last Monday. And it's a mantra that I've sent the guide tracks to quite a few people who I think would like to chant on it. And we're hoping to get it done for October 15th, well, on YouTube for then. For the next Peace Day, it's an International Peace Day. And I believe there was one on the 23rd of September as well.
Yes, there was. That was the equinox, and also my birthday.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Happy birthday for then, Gary. So.
And I'll be recording a version of that. Who all have you gotten so far? You've got Marika, and who else?
Yeah, I think Javanda's going to do one. Risa is going to do us a track, and Amaya. Red Gypsy, quite a lot of people. And so I'm just hoping I'm going to get the tracks back in the next two or three days so that I can get them mixed. But if anyone that's listening would like to chant on the track, just send me a message on the gold ring and I'll send you the tracks. And the peace mantra is this: peace on this planet. And you repeat that nine times. Peace on the earth, repeat that nine times. Peace in the air, repeat that nine times, etc. Repeat them all nine times. Peace in the city and peace everywhere. So that's peace on this planet, peace on the earth, peace in the air, peace in the city, peace everywhere. And all the end words make up the word peace.
Right.
And we're going to be adding the voices one at a time so that each voice is added on the next line. And by doubling up all the voices, we hope to have about 90 voices by the last line. And there won't be any harmonies because we're going to chant with one voice. So we're going to use the C-sharp note, which is supposed to be the key of the universe. So... I'm just hoping that's going to be very powerful. There won't be any music on it, but there may be some sort of rhythm track.
Right. So we will all be a cappella.
See. Right.
And I'll be I'll record mine straight after the show, actually.
Oh, thanks
so
very
have it
much,
to you
Gary.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I need WAVs. So I need people who have recording facilities so that I can have WAVs, because we can't mix the MP3 tracks. We need a proper WAV. Okay.
Right.
And I'm going to be doing some live stream presentations shortly for the Franciscan Abbey of Peace and Compassion and Heart to Soul Prayer Partners. And I think the first one I'm going to be doing is the violet light one. You know, the violet light is brought to earth by Saint Germain. And so I'll give you the link when I get one of those done. And I'm quite looking forward to doing those. And next week, we've got Marcus Healing for Inner Peace as our special guest. And so I'm quite looking forward
great.
To that as well, because he does some really good meditations as well, doesn't he? Well, that was superb. Thank you, Deck. Right, so
yes, thank you, Deck.
We're getting Deck back on to play the harp again.
Oh, lovely.
Good. And he chose some good music for us there. He chose that Saitama Arena 2008, the drums. That was really good. Powerful thought. Really good. Okay then, Deck. Are you still there?
Okay.
With your harp?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Wow, I just love that. Superb, isn't it? Now, you've got Princess Ra there, haven't you, with you?
I have.
Do you want to say hi, Princess?
I think we might have to wait 8 seconds to for her to catch up.
Oh, right.
I'm waiting for the look of surprise on her face.
Oh.
Please return okay. Princess to her original upright position.
Can say hello. Speak.
Did cat get your tongue?
Hello.
Hiya.
There, I got her laughing. That's right. I finally got her job.
I love all of you.
Oh, we love you too, Princess.
Love you too,
I
Princess.
I love all of you.
Beautiful lady. And she very kindly allowed us to do the show when we were in Avebury from her bedroom. And she was there in the four-post bed. And the hotel bedroom had the creakiest floorboards you've ever seen in your life. Every time we moved, there was just this horrible noise coming out of the floorboards. But anyway, I don't
know.
Wasn't
that at the old Ball and Chain Hotel?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Ball and Chain. The Castle and Ball, actually. Very posh. But it's quite an ancient old hotel. And so that's why the floorboards were so creaky. But it was a lovely big bedroom, that, wasn't it? Fabulous.
It was good.
Yeah, it was well worth to stay there if you get a chance.
Was and the bed creaky?
Yeah. Was the bed creaking as well?
Don't answer that.
No, don't. Don't even go there. Anyway, we had a wonderful musician on that evening as well. We had Violet Power playing the keyboard. And I think we were having a problem with the internet connection from the hotel, weren't we? Because we were actually going to do the show from the foyer, but with no internet connection. So after three attempts at poor Violet Power setting his keyboard up, we've managed to get up into Princess Ra's bedroom and set everything up there just with seconds to spare before
right.
the show started. But, you know, it's all the joys of doing the shows, isn't it? I have a
you gotta love
every night. I know it is. It's great, isn't it? Oh, dear. You've got to laugh. Anyway,
yep.
I think we're going to be having another song chosen by Deck. Thanks for that great one you just played there. Was that another channeled one?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
It was on the spur of the moment. I just mentioned laughter. You mentioned laughter.
Yeah.
The nearest thing we have on this plane to the energy that comes from the source is laughter. The void and the one are trying to resolve this paradox, and it clicks backwards and forwards between the one and the other, and that's what we do when we're laughing. We're seeing from one perspective and then the other, and our mind is flying backwards and forwards, and our body resonates in frequency with it. So that energy that is in laughter is one of the nearest things we have to the energy of the source, that joy and that laughter. And it's worth just remembering what it's like to absolutely laugh your head off to think of something so funny. And if you bring that into your mind, you can't help but smile.
Yeah, that's right. We're here to live life with joy, aren't we? Enjoy and enjoy
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, some people think they've got to be all serious if they're trying to ascend or whatever it is we're trying to do. But you don't have to be so serious because, as I said, we're here to live life with joy and not being irreverent in any way, shape or form. We're just being our natural selves and just enjoying everything we do.
Right. Which is actually light. Our heart is supposed to be light. I mean, we came into this world with our hearts light. Remember as a child when we were being silly and just simply laughing about whatever, you know, and we were told, we were disciplined, you know, that was disciplined out of us as we came up, a lot of us. But that is really what we truly are. That is really our true self, our higher self.
Yeah, and
we're that joy and laughter.
The free laughter, after a while, gets disguised by social laughter and laughing when you think you're supposed to.
Right.
And we have to find the real laughter in us as well, not just the stuff we put on sometimes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And when we're little children, if we can remember that joy we felt about everything when we were little children, if we can remember that and get back onto that vibration, That's where we need to be, I think, anyway.
Right.
I've been far too serious and grumpy all my life, and I'm expressing a lot more joy these days, and it's so much more fun. Life just looks so much more brilliant when you look at it with joyful eyes.
Mm.
Oh, absolutely.
The universe just reflects back to us what we project, and when we get to looking with ascended eyes, when we ourselves are ascended, we're going to look out and we're going to see an ascended universe with an ascended history. We won't have any of those regrets or judgments in the past. When we're ascended, everything will just look beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait for the day. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I need some additional material, so those of you who have any new jokes, please contact me through Blog Talk again. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I need all the material.
I know, I get into bother for doing mine, actually. You know. especially the double entendre ones. That's a posh word for this time of day, isn't it? Anyway, I think we'll play a song chosen by Deck. It's called Impossible Guitar. And it actually is. You want to hear it. Good, wasn't it? I think Deck is quite into instrumentals, isn't he?
Oh yes, I love to see someone just of skill expressing themselves musically. It just brings me great joy.
Brilliant, and there's some fantastic bands around.
There are. Plus, I could never hear lyrics in songs. I could never quite catch them with my ear, so I'd listen to the music instead.
Oh, and that's the first thing I learned, the lyrics. And then the tune. Anyway, I think we'll actually play an English band. It's called Everybody's Changing, the song, by Keen. And it just reminds me of Ascension, Everybody's Changing. And it's a lovely tune. So I'll play this one by an English band, Keen.
Great.
Oh, I love that one. It's one of my favourites. Well, we're going to have to go in just a minute, but before we do, we're going to say thank you very much to Deck for the fabulous show. And are you still there, Gary? I want to thank you as well for grounding the energy over there in the US of A.
Well, thank you, Jan Christie, and thank you, Deck. It's wonderful to have you back on again, my friend, and your beautiful harp.
It is. Right, well, are we going to have a... What song do you play to put your harp to bed, Deck?
Oh, it's just that it's actually the oldest known tune. I presume that means it's the oldest one that was ever written down. And it's just a nice little piece of harmony, and I'd like to just play it on the harp and let it sing as I walk away from it.
Oh,
yeah,
please do that then. That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And next week, don't forget, it's Marcus for Healing for Inner Peace next week, so be early. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Yeah, we love you all. And goodbye and God bless from us.
Doksha akewachi akikpelo. Again, I will see you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.